The number of COVID-19 cases in Alabama has jumped by 30% over the past 2 weeks. One area of interest is how the virus is spread person to person. Apple and Google have announced a high-tech way of doing that with a cell phone app. It's called contact tracing. A recent poll by the workplace social media site Fishbowl says only 22% of Alabamians like the idea. APR's Pat Duggins and Will Green of the University of Alabama's Center for Public Television looked at how the system might work and the concern it raises.
Say the word tracking, and this might come to mind.
Here's a nice little transmitting device called a Homer. To be concealed in the car you're trailing while you keep out of sight.
This is the classic James Bond film Goldfinger. Film buffs will tell you it's notable because it had the first spy car with all the gadgets. For the story we're about to tell you, it's the dashboard that's the point.
Auto visual, range 150 miles.
Ingenious and useful too. Allow a man to stop off for a quick one en route.
It has not been perfected out of years of patient research entirely for that purpose, 007.
But of course, that's one 00 super spy tracking one supervillain. But what if you mean following thousands of people all at once? One high-tech company demonstrated how to answer that question by asking this one.
Where did these devices go after they left the beach?
That's Jake Ellenberg, and he's talking about contact tracing. He's an Alabama native and a graduate of the University of Alabama. He's also the chief marketing officer of X-Mode. But that doesn't mean Ellenberg's completely forgotten his days as a college student.
I don't know about you. Me personally, I'm from South Alabama. And so I know spring break every year is packed out with people from all over the country.
Here's a recent example where spring break converged with contact tracing. X-Mode works with the makers of online apps that customers download for free on their mobile phones. That deal includes clicking OK on what's often a wordy agreement with the app company, which can include knowing where that phone goes. X-Mode software does the tracking with GPS data. Ellenberg's clients wanted a demonstration of the tracking software, so his company gave them one with volunteers at spring break.
I think one of the things we wanted to showcase is just how connected, you know, the United States is and how far a gathering from just one spring break beach could reach. And, you know, we showcased there was a few devices that made it all the way up to Canada.
Spring breakers agreed to participate in the experiment by downloading an X-Mode app. That's why if you have a certain app on your phone and you visit a hamburger joint, coupons for that restaurant might pop up on your phone later on. X-Mode's clients knew you were there by tracking you, and they can sell that information, for example, to that hamburger chain. Ellenberg sums it up this way.
If the product is free, you are the product.
Now Ellenberg asks, what if the point was tracing people who had COVID-19?
If just 1% to 2% of those devices were actually people infected with COVID, the spread could have been way bigger than we would have just anticipated from just, you know, thinking, okay, Florida beaches, spring break. Yeah, that's a pretty busy time.
Apple and Google are working on an app that's supposed to track the spread of the coronavirus. The University of Alabama system says it wants to work with the two high-tech giants to develop the app for members of its student body. Young people who volunteer might be asked to check in every few days on whether they feel sick. Ellenberg says those who click yes get the system going.
You could then use that device as kind of a start-off device to where when other devices pass it, you can let them know, hey, you have, you know, passed 24 hours. You can even use historical data to go back and see what devices that device may have come in contact with.
I'm not sure I would be so willing to do that, even though I am quite concerned about the spread of COVID-19.
That's Leslie Dixon. She's an instructor at the University of Alabama specializing in legal issues and ethics when it comes to high technology.
Well, I think with a communicable disease, certainly knowing who you are around and what kind of exposures that has led to might be very important.
That's the upside of contact tracing. It's the downside that concerns Dixon. That's the part we talked about earlier on using tracking data to sell hamburgers.
What would happen as a result of this information happening? Could this be used by people to market things to you? Would it maybe market to even people around you? This much information is really concerning.
Even de-identifying the data might not solve the problem. That's a process where information is scrubbed so no one is identified. Dixon points to a study by MIT where 95% of de-identified data can be re-identified. In addition to the Apple and Google project, the University of Alabama in Birmingham is reportedly working with a local developer to create a separate app that supposedly addresses the tracking and privacy issues. So assuming that everything is addressed and some kind of app is used, that still might not be the end of it.
It's going to be interesting to see what the responses are.
Dr. Greg Bell specializes in contact tracing at the University of Alabama. That means he spends a lot of time convincing people to download mobile phone apps that provide data for academic research. He says college students are a tough crowd.
The annoyance factor is going to be a big issue with that group, though, I'm afraid.
The annoyance factor Dr. Bell is referring to are the notifications that may pop up on the phones of students using the COVID-19 app. Bell's advice is for software designers to ask their questions and get their answers fast.
Someone gets that survey and they spend even 5 minutes with it the first time, the likelihood of them doing that again is very low.
That's assuming students will participate at all. Bell says college-age young people are familiar with how online technology works. If that's true, then these students might have little trouble switching off an app that gets a little too irritating. Then Bell says there's what to do with the data.
It used to be that we just locked data in file cabinets. Things are much more complicated now. We'll have to show people that we can store their data and use it ethically and for the purpose that it was intended.
Which Bell says comes down to the issue of trust.
For some people, you're never going to gain that trust. That's just the lay of the land as far as this goes.
One way to make it all work could be to treat the COVID-19 data like any other research project. Universities set specific boundaries on how data is gathered, how it's stored, and how it's transmitted. Bell says it also spells out what's off limits.
In research, we're allowed to use the data for one particular survey, one particular study, the study that we're talking about. But even if we have data that would be useful in another study, if we don't have permission to use it for that, we can't use it. And we don't use it.
One thing that might be working in favor of developers of a COVID-19 tracking app is a quote attributed to Mark Zuckerberg, one of the founders of Facebook. Dr. Bell paraphrases.
Forget about privacy, you never had any.
And there may be another habit among mobile phone users that could make the COVID-19 tracking app workable.
Not everybody reads. You know, that's a big one. That's an uphill battle that we all, you know, kind of like go through.
That's Jake Ellenberg of X-Mode again. He's referring to the often wordy data sharing agreement that may be associated with the COVID-19 app. It's his contention that a lot of people just click OK and get it over with. No matter what happens with the tracking data now, Ellenberg says it may be up to future research with those numbers to see what worked and what didn't.
Is years from now, when there's a lot of research that's going to be done, and as far as like how did human mobility and the stopping of it, right, with all of these lockdowns and everything like that, how did that really stop or slow the spread of COVID?
However it goes, the University of Alabama system is planning for students to return, perhaps in the fall, so the clock is ticking for all parties involved in the COVID-19 tracking app. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.